Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and I can take this away because it's not the pre-show. This is a real full show of Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojofa Maria Ensoroma. And I want to, as always, start off by us first honoring the ancestors. Yes, yes, yes. And here are my two teachers who are now both ancestors that I want to honor, along with all of my blood-related ancestors, as well as people I might admire, other people I admire who aren't blood-related as well. And so I invite you to do the same thing as we are now going to open up to this honoring of the ancestors. Ancestors. Creator, mother, father, God, source, all the one, all that is. May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, we call out to you at the opening of the second quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversities as growth opportunities during this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to stop being in resistance to this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently, lovingly, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable forward and go forth from this dark age of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always, always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Shinga. Bismillah. So it is. So hello to all you wisdom walkers out there. You know, here we are in April, which is the first of two mineral months in this nature year of 2023. That will reveal the results and manifestations of the radical shifts and unexpected gifts that have occurred from 2020 through 2022. The numerology of this year is the Universal 7, which represents wholeness and perfection and is associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles. And let me explain that, because that doesn't mean that you're not going to have things come up, adversities or challenges. But when you're free of them, that means you're not letting them stop you. Yeah, yeah, really, really cool. So my theme for 2023 is adversity is the engine of success, as those, politicians in Tennessee found out. And my theme for April is to open to receive. No, it's open wide and receive, yes. And it's one of the five collective commitments that I'll be spilling on throughout the year. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight, or when you do maybe watch the video or listen to the broadcast, as I share my wisdom, my insights, and support for consciously experiencing happy endings or fulfillment in life during 2023. Now, for those of you listening in through the radio, when I'm broadcasting live, just a reminder that you can listen in through this phone number, which is area code 563-999-3089. And as I said, I will be also giving you access to this information in a visual way through YouTube. And if you have any questions, any comments for me, you can leave them in the following ways: on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, at my Facebook group, which you're welcome to join, called Wisdom Walk Community. You can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, or, of course, in the comments section below this YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lie back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and definitely get the true treasure of being human. Okay. See, I remembered to put my earbud back in my ear because I didn't do that the last time, and God only knows how it came out, but it's all good. So as I said, my theme for the year 2023 is adversity as the engine of success. And as this quote by Joseph Campbell says, opportunities to find deep power within ourselves come when life seems most challenging. Yeah. So here's my overview for you tonight. And, I have to pause for 1 second and share a comment from the Crazy Coven. Thank you for all you do and for caring when nobody else did. I love you. Stay blessed. Oh, my God. You know I love you so much, too. It's so wonderful that you're here listening and watching because I do this for you and the other men primarily. You are definitely who inspire me to do this work. So thank you. Love it. So here's my overview. I am going to talk about what is divine reciprocity, how it is mutually beneficial, how to recognize it, and of course, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity. My quote for tonight is very special because it comes from someone that I've been working with and who's just amazing in her commitment to being one of my number one fans in regards to the YouTube channel and the astrology. It's just really cool. And her name is Amina Rashid. And she shared, you know, her wisdom. And I said to her, my goodness, can I use that for the broadcast and the YouTube? And she gave me permission to do that. So here's our quote from Ms. Amina Rashid, who is a dynamic change influencer, education and curriculum director at the Morton Group, consultant group, and a wisdom walker. And Amina said, I am a divine recipient of God's blessings. I am aware of what I am and not attached to the who. I seek information from within, and I trust my intuition to guide and inform me. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Amina, for that. Wow. So cool. So cool, because my theme for this month is open, wide, and receive. And it's one of the commitments that I've been guided to share with you that we all need to make as we're moving forth into this new age and this new time. And it's something we definitely need to do consciously because to receive things, you have to be open. You have to step into a level of vulnerability to do that. And it takes our courage. It takes our remembering our purpose. Like I said, April is a mineral month, and that's all about, you know, us remembering purpose and being on purpose, going beyond the limitations of what we think we're here to do. Yeah. And so it's a really, really ideal time for us to be focusing on this as we enter this second quarter of the year of 2023. So let's start with what is divine reciprocity. And I want you to know that if you do Google it, you will get an Urban Dictionary definition. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay? Yeah. What I'm talking about is much more related to the higher timeline of what goes on. And so let me share with you my definition of divine reciprocity. It is the unknowable ways in which a greater order and direction, also known as God, the universe, Yahweh, Allah, Kamisama, or Unetlanahi, that's from Cherokee. And it's about the gift that it gives you for choosing to wisdom walk, which is also known as self-mastery, to become the best you, to access the higher timeline, to walk your unique path. Yeah. So these unknowable ways in which we get gifted, and gift is in quotes, because as you'll see, Divine reciprocity gives you exactly what you need to achieve fulfillment in life, to have your happy endings, when you have chosen to think, have, do, and be loving towards others and yourself unconditionally. Yeah, yeah. And so this reciprocity, as you see here, it comes about when we have chosen to be on the path of becoming the best version of ourselves. Yeah. So when we step on, when we step into taking on learning how to heal, how to grow away from our pain body, away from our core wound as our identity, yeah, yeah, that's when the reciprocity can truly, truly show up for us and in amazing ways. Now, divine reciprocity, because anything that's reciprocal, that means it's mutually beneficial. So you think, okay, how is this divine reciprocity, gifts that come to me for choosing to be on the path of the best version of myself, how is that beneficial to the universe? What does that have to do with, you know, how the universe works? Well, let me tell you, it's really, really important to how the universe works. And I'll give you three ways. One is that when you choose your wisdom walk, your spiritual path, whatever you want to call it, you are staying in alignment with the evolutionary impulse of the universe. Yeah, that's how the universe is coded, you know. It's always expanding, it's growing, it's becoming something more. So when you align with that energy, you are what? Yeah, you're giving. You're giving to that energy. Yeah, you're not in resistance to it. The second one is that our choosing to consciously heal, grow, and evolve directly influences that for other people. And I've seen it time and time again for myself personally and for people that I work with. When you decide, I'm going to not let those ancestral wounds, those old ways of thinking, doing, and being be a part of my life and my journey, yeah, it begins to unravel something for everybody in the family. Yeah. And also, when you have decided to be a wisdom walker, to step onto this path of learning and growing, which includes what? Yeah, forgiveness, right? Releasing pain, transforming pain, being in non-judgment of people, places, and things, but opening up to learning how it is a benefit for you, or if it's something you really need to let go of, right? So when we're involved in all that, when we're doing all that, we are modeling, especially for our children, especially for the children, that what? Yeah, you don't have to stay stuck and locked in pain, that there's a way to move through it. And the universe loves this. Like, oh my goodness, like, you know, there's like these heavenly bells that go off. You know, that's the only way I can describe it. You know, of course, there's no heavenly bells. There's no bells up in heaven. They don't, they're beyond that physical stuff. But for us, the experience would be like that, like you hear these heavenly bells going off when somebody says, yes, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to heal. It's huge. This is huge stuff, huge stuff. So the other thing, the other one is how it's mutually beneficial is when we become restorers of the balance to the universe. Oh, my goodness, that is so huge, because that's what the universe and we need in order to be here and to exist, to have there be life. It's all about balance, folks. Yeah, yeah. And so, again, when you're not in resistance, when you're woke up, when you're willing to be the best version of yourself, to operate from that higher timeline as you're walking through the lower timeline, oh, my God, you are contributing to the universe staying in balance or getting back into balance. Yeah. Yeah. And it shows up. It shows up all around us. Yeah. So it's really important that you understand that, that you choosing to do your work, it's mutually beneficial. Yeah. It's not nothing. It's really, really big. It's really powerful. And I just can't stress that enough to you. It really is. And let me see, I have one more person chiming in here. Oh, it's We Merge Media. That's Michael DeMond and the Bond to Build platform. It's bondtobuild.com, www.bondtobuild.com. Wonderful, wonderful alternative to Facebook and other forms of social media where there's a lot of not choosing the higher timeline going on. Yeah. And this is a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people, especially if you are into being a creative, being an entrepreneur, to step into that. So it's my quick little commercial for Michael because he's amazing. And I am going to be opening up the Enthorama home on that platform, more to come. But let's keep going with this talk about divine reciprocity and why it's important for us to be aware of it, to have an understanding of it, and to know that, you know, it is something that is mutually beneficial to not only ourselves, not only to everybody around us, but to the entire universe. Yeah. See, this is what's meant by I can contribute to changing the world. Yeah, because we're all really connected. It's a very, very powerful understanding. So we all have the experience of divine reciprocity. But because we're in this rush world and we're imitating the Energizer Bunny, right, keep going and going and going and going, we don't slow down enough to recognize how it has been playing in our lives all along. So here are three ways that you can recognize when divine reciprocity is at work in your life. Okay? And this first one is about divine timing. What is that? That is, it comes when you least expect it and most need it. And there's a saying from my grandma and other black folks from that era, and they say, it may not come when you want it, but it's always right on time. Yeah, always right on time. And so this divine timing where, you know, maybe you thought you had your plan, you had things worked out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, and it doesn't work out in that timing. But then something shows up, somebody shows up, you know, whatever you need shows up, and it's just like, oh, my God, this is perfect timing. When you get those experiences, that's divine reciprocity at work. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Next one to be aware of. It's divine manifestation. Yeah. The parting of the Red Sea, like miracle stuff. And this is in direct answer to a prayer, a wish, an intention, a belief. You know, this is when it's like, oh my goodness, it really, really happened. It really manifested. It really came through. And you may have even forgotten that you made that wish or that prayer. And like, boom, it shows up. When that happens, that's divine reciprocity taking place. And, you know, the movie Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, back in the day of 1956, it's a year before I was born. This picture of Moses opens wide and receives is, you know, that kind of image I want you to have about when something came through in a way you couldn't imagine, you know, that was that opening wide so that you could receive it and boom, it shows up. Again, right on time. Yeah, yeah. Definitely that is the divine reciprocity. And then last but not least, divine source. Yeah. And here's what that is. It is the experience of things working out, of things showing up, of the blessings, of the gifts coming to you in ways you couldn't imagine, in ways you couldn't understand. And guess what? It feels really,
good. It feels so good that you may be moved to tears, you know, when you've had that experience where you're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God, you know. That's divine reciprocity. Yeah. It's at work. Absolutely. And, again, it feels so good. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is so wonderful. Like, how did this happen? You know, we kind of go there. So let me share with you from my own personal story about divine reciprocity and how it showed up for me very recently when, after 5 years of living in Santa Monica, it was time for me to leave. And I had it all figured out. In September, when I got the notice that I did have to move out of the lovely apartment I had been in, and I thought I would still be in Santa Monica, but the universe had a different plan, a very different plan for me. And so I had until the end of December, and long about maybe December 15th, so maybe it was like halfway through, all those plans, out the window, fell through. So there I was, like, really, God? Really? You know, and I had moving companies set up, and I had to delay them three times, and they were so wonderful. That definitely was divine reciprocity. Yeah. And so there I was, you know, like, okay, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And then I stopped myself, and I said, you know, you've got a lot of what you can do and where you can go. You have put in a lot of time working on being the best version of yourself. So this isn't about something is wrong or bad. This is about God's got a plan for you, and you need to open up and learn what that is. And so I let go of my fears. I let go of thinking I'm being punished, you know, because that's our first reaction. We're human, you know. But I'm a wisdom walker, and I'm a proud wisdom walker. And I was like, okay, let me remember that, and let me open up to learning. So I went to sleep that night, and when I woke up in the morning, I was clear that I needed to go look on Airbnb for an extended stay. And if I could just land someplace for like 2 months, that would give me some time to figure more out or to receive more of what is going on. So I did that, and I go online to Airbnb, and within 5 minutes, boom, you see where I'm at right now? That showed up. Yeah, that showed up. And I got into here on New Year's Eve, and I knew immediately when I stepped through the door that this is my landing place for now, because that's all we have anyways for now. And it felt really good. And I was surprised, you know, how good it felt. Because I thought, you know, okay, I'm in between, I'll be uncomfortable, but that's okay, I'll make it work, you know, all that kind of stuff going on. And no. And so it's turned out to really be a place where I can cohabitate with my host as my extended family. I'm going to be here until the end of the year, so I don't have to figure out, okay, what am I going to do next month? But it really, again, is a clear example and a clear demonstration of divine reciprocity. And it is, again, something that came out right on time. The day I had to be out is the day I could come here. It was right on time. You know, it was the waters parting because I just like, you know, in the middle of the month, I was like, what am I going to do? Oh, my God. It's like a miracle, you know, very unexpected. And then, of course, it feels so good. It's the divine source. Yeah. So I encourage you, and this is my personal growth opportunity for you, to get still and give yourself permission to recall, to remember at least three times that you have received something you needed or didn't think you needed. I can tell you a whole story about that. Yeah. In a most surprising, awesome, unexpected, and magical way. Yeah. Three times. I'm sure you can come up with more. And think about, how did it make you feel? You know, what was the good feeling like? Like for me, you know, it was like I was just could lay back on a really, really comfortable bed. That is so good. Oh, my God. Lay back on this really comfortable bed and just feel supported and surrounded by love. You know, it was just absence of fear. It's just all good, all good. And also think about what you were going through in your life at that time. For me, it was this big move. And how did divine reciprocity impact your experience, situation, problem, or challenge? Like I know several people going through very serious health challenges, but I know that divine reciprocity has shown up for them to give them all the support that they need to keep going, keep moving through. Yeah. So think about that. Good luck with that. Leave me some comments, if you will, about a time when divine reciprocity showed up for you and what that experience was like. Here is my Sarah quote for tonight, and it's something she had up on the wall, and she's gotten it from the Abraham, which is channeled through Esther Hicks. And the quote says, what happens to most people is that they muddy their vision with reality. Their vision becomes full of what somebody else thinks about what they want. Your work is to clarify and purify your vision. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Mama Sarah, for that. Very, very lovely. Yeah. So, one more thing I want to share with you, and it is about the fact that we are in April. And April is the official Earth Month internationally. But, you know, I'd be talking about every month has to be Earth Month. And, you know, for my last broadcast, I talked about the journey from the old Earth to the new Earth in terms of Noah and the Ark. You know, like we've been on our Ark, and now we've landed on the new Earth. So I think it's really, really important and powerful that we do honor this earth every 22nd day of the month, but definitely this month in April. And as I always tell you to do, go to the website www.earthday.org, where you can get information to take action, to do things. And this year, the theme is invest in our planet. This year, we rallied behind Invest in Our Planet, which highlights the importance of dedicating our time, resources, and energy to solving climate change and other environmental issues. Investing in our planet is necessary to protect it and the best way to pave a path towards a prosperous future. When we invest in our planet together, we are supporting healthy, happy, and wealthy communities worldwide. Yes, and that is definitely need it. So again, go to the website. They have their 52 ways in which you can contribute to investing in our planet. And of course, it's not just about money. It's about the things that we can do. And, you know, people have said to me, you know, cleaning out that chicken plastic and putting it in recycle, or, you know, putting something else in recycle, making sure there's no food stuff in it. You know, that's not really going to do it. But that's not true. That's not true. When you think about all of the millions of plastic bottles, if a million people said, you know what, I'm going to recycle this, it would make a difference. So it starts with each of us. And I just encourage you that no gesture of thinking about how can I help to save the planet is too small or not beneficial, because it really, really is. And as I always say, together, we can make this planet habitable for the seventh generation that comes after us. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I am at a close with our program tonight, or information tonight. I hope it is of great service to you going forth for the week. I want to start off first by doing a shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Be Well family who are right now partaking in the last days of Ramadan. So blessings to you for that. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there. You know who you are. Those of you who have wisdom walk with me, are wisdom walking with me, will be wisdom walking with me. To my families on the East Coast, in the middle of the country who I was just seeing, and then out here in California, thank you, thank you, thank you. To my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters and light workers around the world, and to those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to wisdom walk. Yeah. So, and you know, it's not that I forget to say, please support my channel, my YouTube, and subscribe, and you know, because I just figure, like, if it works for you, you'll do that. So I don't need to remind you all the time. Also, I will be again live streaming and posting my astrology for self-mastery tomorrow, or definitely by Tuesday, as well as the elemental wisdom for the month of April. My book is still available, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You can find it online at Amazon, Kindle, and I really am working on an audio version of it. This broadcast and video, well, video will be available, but the broadcast will be repeated next Sunday, April 23rd, and I'll continue with the second live spiritual spill on Open Wide and Receive on the last Sunday of the month, the last day of the month, Sunday, April the 30th. Yes, yes, yes. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please, please have a very healthy and happy and powerful Water Week that we have coming up. And it's all about releasing what no longer can serve you because you've been stretched and grown in this first quarter of 2023. Also, you know, microorganisms are still out there. COVID, yeah, it's not at the point it was before, but it's still around and people are still getting it and getting sick. So please, please have reverence for science safety versus perceived safety. Really be cautious. Don't do things that you know will put you into risk. Wash your hands frequently. Wear your mask. If you can't wear your mask, then avoid crowds or places where people are coughing and spitting. You know? And most importantly, please, 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 please remember that you are not disposable, because you are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.